Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be Ezra Shembi, a Mesechta Chulin Daf Nun Zayin. And we're going to start with the sugya in the beginning of Daf that discusses the halacha of Shmutas HaGaf Ba'oif. If the gaf, which is a certain part of the wing, was Nishmat, so it's a machlekes amirayim, what's the halacha? Rav shita is chayshinan shamanikva areya. Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan's shita is tibadek. And Chizkiah says his memra of ein reya la'if, which literally means a'if doesn't actually have a reya b'chlal. And Rabbi Yechanan responds to Chizkiah's memra and he says, yesh lai v'yeshna ka'ala shal vered ben agapayim. He has one. And it looks like the leaf or the petal of a rose, bein agapayim, between the wings. Now the Gemara asks the question, my ein rei loif? What be'emes was Chizkiah's kavana when he says ein rei loif? And the Gemara goes through three options. Ilei medles leiklal, if Chizkiah meant it doesn't have it all, v'akachazino d'islei. We all see that it does have a rea. Obviously Chizkiah can't be meaning kipshutai, that there is no rea b'chlal. Eli, you want to say the second option, le mitrif bei, he means there is a rea, but there's no trefus of the rea. Meaning, that by Shmuta Sagaf, even if it were to be Menakev the Rea, it still wouldn't be a Trefa because it doesn't have the Trefas of Nikav Rea. Avdemzak the Gemara, that can be because of the Brisa of Levi. Vatani Levi, Trefas Shamanu Chachamim Behema, Kenegdan Ba'if, Yeser Alein Oif, Bechulu. So from Levi's memory, we see that whatever Trefas are existent by Behema are existent by Oif too. And being that by Behema, there's the Trefas of Nikav Rea, so by Oif is also the Trefas of Nikav Rea. Elazak the Gemara, the third option, Ein Lai, Lai Li Nafel, V'Lai Li Chamer. When Chizkiah says the memra of Ein Rei Elayif, he's specifically talking about the Trefus of Nefula and the Trefus of Nafel La'or, V'Nechmeru B'nei Me'eha. These specific two Trefus are not applicable to Aif. My time, Ahayel V'Rev Slayseh Meginas Elayif. Now, it's important to notice that in this Shlav of the Gemara, there's a Shtikel Deichik in the Divrei Chizkiah. Because if he only means in regards to Linafa v'lichamer, why does it belong in this context, Bechlal, of Shmutas Agaf? Shmutas Agaf is not Linafel, it's not Lichamer, it's just a Chshash Nekev. Why would Chizkiah specifically here decide to tell us this Klal of Ein Rea Life? The Gemara does not ask this question, but it's an important point to notice. Instead, the Gemara asks a different question. In fact, the Gemara, Medo'am Rabbi Yechanan, Yesh Lev Yesh Nekala Shalver Ben Agapayim, if that's Rabbi Yechanan's response to the memory of Chizkiah, obviously Chizkiah meant kipshutai, that it doesn't actually have a rea b'chlal. Ella ami b'marava meshmeid Rabbi Yezir b'chanina, midvorav shal b'ribi nikar, from divrei Chizkiah, it's noticeable, she'ein a baki b'tar nagaylam. So Rashi, ein a baki b'tar nagaylam, Rashi's mefarish kipshutai, ein a ragya lechol tar nagaylam. Chizkiah wasn't used to eating chicken, lefikach leyada im yesh lehem rea. That's why he was not knowledgeable in the anatomy and the makeup of an oif, and he thought that it doesn't have a rea, but in actuality it does have a rea. Ad kan divrei Gemara with the pirush of Rashi. Now the chayra pshutai, this Gemara is a pella. How can we possibly say that Chizkiah, who wasn't a baki bechlal in what an oif looked like, that based on his e-bekiyos, he would say a member of ein rea loif? Wouldn't he go ahead and be mevarer and check into it and try to become a baki b'oif before he says such a halacha, a member of Ein Rei Life? And Azoy is metame, the Drisha, in Simon and Nun Beis, Sivkat and Beis, and also the Teferis Yaakov in Arasugya. Achrei Ha'ion, L'chayra, there are three distinct pirushim in understanding this member of Chizkiah. The Mahalach of the Drisha himself, the Mahalach of the Chsam Sefer in Arasugya, and a third Mahalach, which is Be'emes Mavur, Mitaych Divrei Rashi. The Drisha is Mefarish, that Chizkiah was Makabel, a member from his Rabbeim, which says, Ein Rea La'if. Now, being that Chizkiah himself wasn't a Baki B'tar Nagaylan, therefore he understood the member that he was Makabel to mean Kipshutai, that Ein Rea La'if, that it doesn't actually have a Rea. But being that we know that it actually does have a Rea, so we know that the member that he was Makabel is not meant to be understood Kipshutai, but it's meant to be understood, like the Gemara's second Shlav, of Ein Lai Lai Li Nafel V'Lai Li Chomer. And this stems with Taisus earlier on the Nunvavam Adbeis, but the Vyamaskal Be'elu, that says that although the Maskanas of Gemara Chizkiyah didn't mean Ein Leili Nafav Leili Chomer, but the din is avadah true. Like Rav Chana is Masber, Hoyel Varav Tzolesea Maginis Alel. This can be understood according to this Pirish of the Drisha, because that's Be'emes, what the Memor of Ein Rei Le'if, which Chizkiyah was Mekabel, was meant to mean. L'chayr, we can be Mimaisef a Hezber on this Pshat of the Drisha, based on the Gemara later on the Afnan Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara brings down that Rav Shimon ben Chalafta was considered an askin. And the Gemara explains my askin, because when he heard a member of Shlema HaMelech of Lech HaLamala Atzul, he didn't just take it with Amuna, but rather he went and he experimented and went to see it by himself. Like Rashi's Mefarish Vahainu askin, D'leibay lemismach ahemnusa d'shlema. Mashma, that someone who isn't an askin like Rav Shimon ben Chalafta is allowed to be Saimich, that what his Rebbe says is emes without actually seeing it firsthand. Memela Chizkiyah, who is Makabah from his Rebbe Ein Rei Eloif, had no Siba to go ahead and check a Mimavar with his own eyes to see if it's true or not. And because he Bemis wasn't a Baki, he understood it to mean Kipshutai. But Lamana Emes, that's Avada, not what it means. Adkan the Spirish of the Drisha. According to his Pshat, there's a Maritika Revach as to why the Gemara brings down this Pshat in Divrei Chizkiyah that he means Ein Leili Nafa V'Leili Chamer. And we're Ma'er before a Ha'arim Pshat, that L'chayr, according to that, Chizkiyah's Memrav doesn't belong in our sugya of Shmutas Agaf. But L'fi the Drisha, it's understandable, because this, Bitzir of what the Gemara says, L'maisa B'maskana, that he was Einim Baki B'tarna Goylen, ends up actually being the Pshat in Chizkiyah, and the actual Memrav of Ein Rei Eloif means Leili Nafa V'Leili Chamer, and in actuality, the Memrav Alpia Emes, Taka has no Shaykhis to the din of Shmutas Agaf. Now, the problem with the Pshat of the Drisha, although in the Gemara it works Meiridik, is that it doesn't stim with Divrei Rashi in Arasugya. Because Rashi with Divrei Maschal Nikar Shein Abaki B'Tarna Gailim, after he's Mefarish, that it means that he's Ein Erogel Lechel Tarna Gailim, Lefikach Layada Im Yesh Lem Reya, he's Mesayim V'Loshem B'dichusahi. And the Chayr Rashi means, because it can't be understood Kipshutai, that Chizkiyah says this Memra LaHalacha of Ein Rei La'if, based on a Iyadiyah, because he never ate chicken. So it must be this is just a lashon of bidichusa. But l'fi the drishas mahalach, it's not necessary to say it's bidichusa. It's kipshutai mamish, which is why he understood the memra that he was makabel of Ein Rei Eloif to be kipshutai. So behemshech we're going to say be'ez Hashem what l'chayr Rashi's pshat in the sugya is. But first we're going to say the pshat of the Chasam Sofer over here. The Chasam Sofer is mazber behektim divrei Rambam hilchas shchita perek yud halacha yud. Zog the Rambam v'zel ashaynei. V'chol she'efsher mehen, anything that's possible from all the shivim treifis that the Rambam counts by behema, she'imotzu ba'oif be'ivaren hametzuyin ba'oif kebehema, any of those treifis which can be found by an oif in any aver which an oif has, like a behema has, dinai ba'oif u'behema echadu. The din by an oif of behema is identical, which is be'emes, the brisa of Levi. But then the Rambam is maisif, Chutz mitreifes shabakulya v'shabatchoel v'shabainas areya. These are three exceptions to the rule that although an oif also has these evarim like a behema does, nevertheless the treifes shabakulya and shabatchoel and shabainas areya do not exist by an oif, although they exist by a behema. And the hezbel adavar, the Rambam is marich and he's masber, mipnei sha'oif ein lechituch einas kebehema v'emimatzei ein lemini nedua. The reason why he doesn't have the treifes of einus areya is because an eif's reya doesn't actually have a different einus. Therefore, it's impossible for it to have the treifes that the Gemara is masber earlier on Daf Mem Zayin, if there's too many on one side or too little on the other side, or if it's chalif or yasir or chasir. Because an eif's reya doesn't actually have einus. And in regards to tchayel, like the Rambam, tchayel eif ogol k'may einav ve'einat k'tchayel beheima. The shape of a tchayel is round, and it's not like the tchayel of a beheima. The Chayr, the Rambam is alluding to the Gemara earlier on Daf Nunheim and Beis that's Masvir, that the treifus of Nikivat Tchayel is only B'Soyim Chayavalei B'Kolshe. It's only on the wide part of the Tchayel and not on the narrow part of the Tchayel in a Behema. But being that the shape of a Tchayel by an Eif doesn't have a wide part and a narrow part, it's round like a grape, therefore that treifus doesn't exist by an Eif. Now, the Rambam is not Masvir, why the treifus of a kulya don't exist by an eif, But Ayin in the Kesef Mishneh, and Ayin in many other Achrayim, including the Tvua Shar and Simon Mem Dalet, Sivkot and Tesvav, that are Mayrech to be Masber, the differences in the anatomy of the Kolya by a Behema versus the Kolya of a knife, and based on that they explain why the Treifis don't exist. Akoponim, the Chassam Sofer says that you see from this Rambam, that there are Evarim that because of their differences in their Tzura, that's also Mashana their Teva in regards to the Treifis, which is why if you find a specific Aver by an Eif, that its Tzura varies so much from the Aver by a Behema, the Treifis that we find by Behema won't exist there. Memele Zakh the Chassam Sofer, the Rambam himself already says that one of those Evarim is the Reya, because the Reya of an Eif doesn't have Chilak Unais. So Memele is as far to say that all the Treifis that we find by the Reya of a Behema, including Nikiva Reya, don't apply b'chlal by the Reya of a Eif. And Behemes, the Prichadash in Simon Mem Gimel Sivkat Yud Aleph, he is very strongly Deiche, this Mahalach of the Rambam, that he says that there's no Treifis by the Kulya and the Tchel of an Eif, because its Tzura differs. Zot the Prichadash, you can't be Samech on that Lamaisa, because Arei you see that a Reya, even though its Tzura differs, the Gemara is mavur that there is an in of Nikav Areya. So you see that based on this Yisrael of the Rambam, the Chayret should follow that Nikav Areya should not be a Treifes either. Zok the Chassam Sofer, that's Be'emes the Kavanah of Chizkiah. When Chizkiah says Ein Reya L'Oif, he doesn't mean that it actually doesn't have a Reya, because Hakachazina that it does have a Reya. Ein Reya L'Oif means to say that the Tzura of the Reya L'Oif is different than the regular Reya that we find by Behema, and therefore it doesn't have the Treifes that are existent by Behema. And on that, the Gemara brings down Amri b'Marava, Mishmei Rabbi Yitzchak Rebbe Chanina, that Midvarav Shal Baribi Nikar She'ein Ebaki B'Tarna Gailan. Zog the Chassam Sofer, Ein Ebaki B'Tarna Gailan doesn't mean he's not a Baki in the anatomy of the Tarna Gail. Avada, he wouldn't have said a member of Ein Reya L'Oif without checking to see if it has a Reya or not. But it means he's not a Baki on the Teva of the Reya of an Oif. And in actuality, although it's true that the Tzura of the Reya of an Oif differs from the Reya of a Behema, but this teva, that it becomes a treifa with a nikav areya, is existent by a knife as well. And in that prat, the Gemara says he was ein a baki in the teva of Tarnagailan. Ad kan divrei Chassam Sofer. Now, l'chayra, there's a makom to be mice of hesber over here. Because behemes, this that the Rambam enumerates specific evarim by a knife, which differ from the tzura of a behema, and therefore that impacts their hilchas treifas, that's only differences that al pi cheshben can make a difference in regards to hilchas treifas. Like the achrayim are mayrek to be masber the differences of the kulya and why that affects the hilchas treifas. And like the Rambam himself explains, because the tchel is round, so it doesn't have the soimche and the kolshe. But why would the fact that a reya is different in this, that it doesn't have chilaka unais, mean that even if it has a nekev, that the reya should not be a treifa? What's the havamina and what's the pshat in divrei Chizkiah? The Fida Divrei Chassam Sofer Bechlal. Now, l'chayra, this could be explained al pi a scientific fact, which is brought down in the Sefer Chulin Illuminated, or in its Lashon HaKodesh version, Tmunei Chayl, and it brings down from the scientists that the Metzias of a Reya by an Eif is be'emes very different than the Metzias of a Reya by a Behema. By a Reya of a Behema, the lung inflates, and the ear stops there. Whereas by an Eif, besides for the Reya, the Eif also has a number of ear sacs, and the air goes through the lungs and goes into the ear sacs, and it's the ear sacs, which are in all different various places around the body of the Eif, which inflate and deflate with the air. That's the Metzias that Sefer brings down. Now, based on that Metzias, that Machaber wants to be Yaitza Lidim B'davar Chadash, and he wants to say that if an ear sac is Nikiv, it's going to be treifa midin nekuva sareya, because the ear sacs have to be able to inflate with the ear. But this is a very dangerous chiddush, because this is something shalei metzinu klal, not in Shas, not in the Rishayim, not in the Achrayim, not in the Paiskim, that a nekef in one of the many ear sacs around the body should render the eif to be a treifa. And be'emes, it's also to be meisav ala treifas, like the Gemara's before earlier, adaf nandalad amin aleph. And more than that, Be'emes and Arasugi, it's mefurish not like that. Because when Chizkiah said Ein Reya L'Oif, Rabbi Yechanan's answer to him was, Yesh Lai V'yesh Neka'ala Shal Vered Ben Agapayim. There is a Reya. There is a Reya that has the din of Treifus of Nikav Areya. And that's Bein Agapayim, and it looks like the petal of a rose. And Avadi is not including the ear sacs, which are not Bein Agapayim, and don't look like the Olash Olveret. So in short, we be'emes could be matmiya on the Machaber of the Sefer, how did such a Bekeach maro Eloi mar shtus zeh? And it's also to be makabel such a chidush. Al kopanim ashenegei ledidan, the metzius, that other than the reya itself, there are other ear sacs which inflate, that explains that the difference of the reya by an oif and the reya of a behema, that the oif's reya doesn't have the chilaka unais, be'emes indicates a difference in the functionality of the reya. Because the reya is not meant to inflate and deflate. And Memeila is a makam to say that based on that shinui tzura, chizki arahavamina, that's going to make a nafkamina legabi dilchas treifas, and nikiv areya is not going to be a treifa by an oif. To which the Gemara answers, no, ain't a baki batarna goylin, and although the tzura is different, and taka the functionality is a little bit different, but the fact that a nekev renders it a treifa is true, bein bebehema, ubein be'oif. Atkan l'chayr the Seisophus Hesber in the Pirush of the Chazam Sefer in our sugya. But be'emes, there's a maritika question that we have to ask on this pshat. Because it comes out that according to the Chazam Sefer, Chizki understood that although an oif has the aver, which is called a reya, nevertheless, because of its shinoi tzura, it's daima to the other things that the Rambam counts out, and it doesn't have the treifas that are existent by a behema. Now, be'etzem divrei Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah are both Ma'irer. How could the Rambam say that there are chilukim between a behema and a oif? Haray, the Gemara brings down the Brisa of Levi that says, treifas shemanu chachamim b'mehema, kenegdan b'oif. That all treifas that are found in a behema are also existent by an oif. And they answer that the klal of Levi is only true in regard to treifas that are mentioned mefurish in the Mishnah. But the treifas of tchayel and kolya are not mentioned mefurish in the Mishnah. So therefore, Levi's memra was not referring to them, and therefore we can say that those treifas are only bebehema and not be'oif. And be'emes, this is really mefurish b'divrei Rambam atzmai, because the Rambam, after saying the previous mentioned chidush, is meisif and mesayim, v'treifas shebekulya v'shebetchoyel, leimanu oisan bebehema, kidei sheyeh kenegdan be'oif. And the Kesef Mishnah is masber, this is exactly what the Rambam means. The treifas of kulya and choyel are not mentioned in the Mishnah in regards to Behema, so that we should say that therefore they must be by an oif as well. Zokter Rambam, that only the ones that are counted in the Mishnah are by oif also, but added treifas that we find in Shas that are not mentioned in the Mishnah, we can say that they're only by Behema and not by oif. And so too, that's the pshat in the treifas of the unais of the Reya, because those are not brought down in the Mishnah, they're only brought down in the Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin. But in regards to Nikav Reya, which is a vada brought down in the Mishnah and Daf Mem Beis, we cannot possibly say that Nikav Reya is only Bebehema and not Be'oif, because that's going to be Mufrach, i.e. the Brice of Levi that the Gemara brings down, that Treifas Shemanu Chacham Bebehema connect the Be'oif. And this is pointed out by the Yad Avram in Shulchan Aruch, Saif Simen Mem Gimel. Im Kain, Lefi Zeh Yesh Litmaya on the Pshat of the Chassam Sefer, how can he say that Chizkiya meant to say that because the Tzura of the Reya of an Eif is different, therefore the treifus of Nikav Reya doesn't exist by Eif. The Chayre im Kain Hadra Kushis Agamar Leduchte Vatani Levi Treifus Shemanu Chacham Bebehema Kenegdan Be'Eif. Vitzarech Iyun Gadol. Now, Avada, this Mahalach of the Chassam Sefer doesn't stim with Rashi, because Rashi explains Shein in Baki B'Tarna Gailim doesn't mean that he's not Baki in the Teva of the treifus of Tarna Gailim, but Kipshutai that Ein Eragel Lechel Tarna Gailim Lefikach layada im yesh lehem reya. So Rashi, who's not mefarish to Gemara, not like the Drisha, and not like the Chassam Sefer, the Chayre needs to be explained. So the Chayre, we could say a pshat lefi Rashi, similar to that of the Chassam Sefer. And this is based on being medayik in the Lashon HaRambam, when the Rambam brings down this klal of Levi, that the treifas bebehema kenegdan be'oif, zok the Rambam that that's true, be'evarin ha-metsuyin be'oif kebehema. That's obviously only true in the specific Evarin that exists by an oif like a behema. But if the specific Aver by behema doesn't exist by klal by an oif, then there is no klal that treifas has to be by an oif as well. V'im kein yesh leimar, that Chizki who says ein reya l'oif, he means to say that the reya which we see by an oif doesn't have a shem reya b'chal. That's not that Aver called reya by behema. And this is based on the Metzias that we brought down from the Chulin illuminated, that the ray of an oif doesn't inhale and exhale. The ray of an oif just is there so that the ear shall pass through it. So based on that, Chizkiyah holds, ain ray alive? That doesn't have a Shem Reya b'chlal. If it doesn't function like the Reya by a behema, it's not a Reya. And that's be'emes what Chizkiyah meant when he said, ain Reya life. To that, Rabbi Yechanan responded, there is a Reya. The Yeshna Ka'ala Shal Vered Bein Akapayim. That thing does have a Shem Reya. And its functionality is similar enough to the Reya by a behema that it should have a Shem Reya. And the Gemara is Maisif from the Marav, which made Rabbi Yechanan Chanina, Midvarav Shal Rabbi Nikr She'ein Abaki B'tarna Gailam. So Grashi, the bare pirush in their words means that he obviously doesn't know the anatomy of a tarnagol. He must have never seen the ray of oif. To which Rashi is maisif, lashem b'dichusahi. Avada, that's just a joke. Avada, the Marava didn't mean to say that Chizkiyah didn't look into the oif to see if there's a ray. But rather, it's just their way of saying, of being maram, is that you, Chizkiyah, think that there is no aver called a ray by an oif. It's not true. If you open up an oif, you'll see something, and that is be'emes, the ray. The Chayra, this is the Pshat in the Gemara, Alpi Divrei Rashi. Hayyitze, if we'd like to summarize, it comes out that in the Memra of Chizkiyah of Ein Reya La'if, the Maskanas HaGemara, we have three Pirushim Shainim in Pshat. The Fi the Drisha, Ein Reya La'if means that Chizkiyah Be'emes thought the Fi Tumai that it doesn't actually have a Reya B'chlal. And based on that, he didn't understand what his Rebbe meant when he said these words, Ein Reya La'if. The Fidach Sam Seifer, Ein Reya La'if, doesn't mean Bechlau that it doesn't have a Reya, it has a Reya, just because it's a different Surah, therefore it doesn't have the Trefas that are found by Behema. And the Fidach Pshat that we're being Mazbel, the Shitas Rashi, Ein Reya La'if means that that piece of Basar that you consider to be a Reya, no, that's not a Reya, because it functions differently, it doesn't have a Shem Reya, and for all intents and purposes, Ein Reya La'if. Adkan this Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara brings down the memra of Rav Huna Marav that Shmutas Yerech Ba'if is Kshera. Then later the Gemara brings down a Meiser, Rav Abba's Ashkechei, the Rav Yirmer Be'Abba, that he was being Baidik in the Tzema Sagidin of an Oif. And he asked him, Rav Abba asked Rav Yirmer Be'Abba, the Chayre, Rav Huna Marav says, Shmutas Yerech Ba'if is Kshera. Now, Rav Abba asked this question did not differentiate between Shmutas Yerech Ba'if and Nechtach Tzaymes Agidim Ba'if. So Rav Yirmer Be'Abba answered him, Amar Leah, no masisin yadana. I know a Mishnah that says, V'chein Shanitol Tzaymes Agidim, V'amar Rav Allah V'chein Ba'if. So you see that by an oif, Nitol Tzaymes Agidim is Trefa, and that's why I'm being Baidik. So Rav Abba asked him back, Yochi Kasha Derava Derav. And the Gemara comes out l'maisa that we have to be mechalik between shmuta and chatucha. Tavka by shmuta siyarech ba'if, the halach is as kosher, whereas by chatucha, it's going to be pasul. And we'll see behemshech be'ez Hashem what exactly is the difference between shmuta and chatucha. Now l'chayre yesh l'ayrer e ha'are emshat, the fee this havmin of the Gemara, that the Gemara in the beginning of the parak counts out as the yudches treifis. One of the mispar of the Yud Ches is Basgar, the Ois Beis, which is Behema Shenechtechu Ragleo Min Arakuva L'mayla Treifa, which is the Mishnah later in the Sugya and the Fayin Vav and Ayin Zayin. And that Behemis includes also Nitol Tzemes Agidin, like Taisus over there says, B'divir Amaschol V'Aika Behema Shenechtechu Ragleo. And another one in the minion of the Yud Ches, which is one of the Shev Shmeitzer, is the member of Rav Masna of Buka Da'atma D'Shof Miduchte, which is the Din of Shmuta Sayarech. So you see, as far as the numbers are concerned, we count out Nechtecha and Shmuta as two separate treifas. The Fida Havmin of the Gemara, that Shmuta and Chatucha are the same, which you see the Amireim themselves thought in their Havamina, it's going to be Shver that we're missing one in the Misbar of Yudches. V'tzarech Ian, Adkan this Ha'ara. Now, Lemaisa Taisul over here asks Akasha, firstly, according to the Havamina, that Shmuta and Chatucha are equal. So it comes out that by an oif, there's no treifas of shmuta or chatucha. So we see that there's going to be a chumra, a treifas which exists by behema. Like it says in the sugi later on the fine vav and ayin zayin, that chatucha is a treifa by behema, and by oif it's going to be kshera. How does this stem with the brisa of Levi that says that all the treifas that are existent by behema, treifas shamanu chacham behema, connect on be oif? So Taisa says that Tzarek Leimar, then in the Gemara is Havimina, Hashta La Yoda Brisa de Levi. But for Taisa's Viter, that Behemoth even the Maskonis like a Gemara is Shver. Because the Chayre, if we come out that Shmuta by an Oif is Kshera, are we going to say that Shmuta by Behemoth is also Kshera, according to Rav Huna Marav? Hare, it's Mavur in the Sugya, Taisa says, and Taisa was Mayrach about it earlier, B'divya Maskol Shmuta Siyarech, that the Shmuta Siyarech that we're talking about is with Iyachol Nivi. And if that's true, we don't find anywhere in this parak that there should be mention of any Manda Omar that holds that even by a Behema, Shmuta Sayarek with Iyachol Nivi is going to be kosher. We only find that the Gemara keeps on mentioning it specifically by Oif. Shmuta Sayarek ba'Oif is kosher. V'chein Mavur, v'chol ha-hemshech, and an entire Shaka B'tayr of our sugya. So in Cain, it's very mashma that Rav Huna Amarav's memory is specifically a kula by Oif. That Shmutas Yerach by Oif is kosher, but he agrees that Shmutas Yerach by Behema is going to be a trefa, like the memory of Rav Masna, which is one of the Shev Shmaitza earlier on Daf Mambeis, and elsewhere in this parak. In Cain, even the Maskana, we have a case of a trefus which exists by Behema and doesn't exist by Oif. That's the kasha of Taisus. So Taisus says that Tzarech Leimar, that Rav Huna Amarav, Behemes, disagrees with the klal that Levi brings down from a Brisa, and he does not hold that all the trefas that are by Behema are also existent by Oif, and Taisus is Messiahim v'doichik. Now, the Yad of Ram in Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Simon Mem Gimel, he's Ma'irer, that the Fee the Rambam, which we mentioned in the previous tickle, and with the Hezra of the Kesef Mishnah, that they say that the Kalal of Levi only applies to trefas that are mentioned in the Mishnah, and not trefas which are a member of Amiroyim, then the Kasha is not Shver. Because the halacha of Shmutas Yerach Bebehema is not mentioned in the Mishnah. It's Sakhar called a member of Amiroyim. Omer of Masne, Hai Bukada Atma, the Shof Miduchte, is Trefa. So M. Cain, the Klal of Levi doesn't apply to it. And the Yad Avram says that Behemis, it's from this Gemara that it's Mukhrach, this Yisoid, that the Rambam knows that Levi's memory is not talking about things that weren't mentioned Meforish in the Mishnah. Okay, this is a Gishmak Pshat to answer up the Maskanas of Gemara. But Behemis and the Havimin of the Gemara, that there's no difference between Shmuta and Chatucha. So it'll come out even something that's mentioned in the Mishnah, like the Din of Chatucha, Kemavur in the Sugya later on the Fayin Vav, is also not a Trefa by Oif. So for that, we're still a Chari going to have to say the Teretz of Taisvis, that in the Havimin of the Gemara did not yet know the Brisa of Levi. And on this Behemis, Taisvis does not say it's a Daitik, because it's just the Havimin of the Gemara. But the Behemis is that the Chuvis HaRajbe in Simon Reish Tzadik Dalid, he asks this kasha, and he asks it from the Havimin of the Gemara. And he's not nicha to say Taisus is Teretz, that the Gemara doesn't know at this point the Brisa of Levi. And he answers a Teretz, which sounds like the Rambam's Yisoid and the Kesef Mishnah's Yisoid, but he takes it to a much further degree. Zok der Rashba, we have to be medayik in the Lashon of the Brisa of Levi. Levi says, Trefus Shemonu Chachamim Bebehema. The Lashon Manu is meduyik, that it means the Trefus that were counted. It doesn't say trefus sha'omru chachamim bebehema. And counted refers to, says the Rajba, the yud ches trefus that were counted in the first mission of this parak of elu trefus. So says the Rajba, any trefa which wasn't counted b'minyan of the yud ches trefus in the first mishnah, even if it's brought down in a mishnah like the trefus of nechtach min arkuva lemaila and nitol tzemes agidin, which is brought down in a mishnah later in the fourth parak on the Vayin Vav, being that it wasn't included in the minion of the trefus, there is no klal that because it's bebehema, it has to be be'oif. Davke trefus shemanu chachamim is connected on be'oif. Adkan divir rajba. Behemis, we have to understand what's the lumdus behind this. Why is there a yisarain in the trefus that were counted betayr as the minion versus trefus, which are also trefus, just they're not included in the ikar minion? But this is divir rajba, how is mazber the Brisa of Levi. But l'chayra, we have to be ma'ir on this, that I'll pee the sugis of the Gemara earlier on Daf Mambeis, it's mevur, that the Yud Ches Trefus, the count of 18, are not specifically the Trefus that are counted in the Mishnah. And Behemoth, the number of 18 also includes, like the Gemara says, Baskar and Shev Shmaitze, Baskar meaning Chatucha, and Shev Shmaitze including the Din of Bukada Atma, the Shof Midukhde, meaning Shmuta. So Behemoth, those trefus, although not mentioned in the Mishnah, are also included in the number of 18. So in them also it should apply the klal of Levi, of trefus shemanu chachamim bebehema, is connected on Be'oif. V'divya Rashba are l'chayre tzrichim ian, it's very schwer to understand them. So Ulay, we can answer, because Be'amas, we asked before, that how could the Amirayim and Arasugi have a Havamina to say that Hainu Chatucha, Hainu Shmuta? L'chayr, we see that the Sugi earlier on Daf Membeis cans them out as two separate trefis in regards to the minion of Irches. So maybe we can say that these Amirayim held like the Havamina of the Gemara earlier on Daf Membeis, that holds that the minion of Yurches Trefis are the Yurches Trefis which are counted out in the Mishnah of Eilu Trefis. The Gemara Behemshech over there consolidates them and makes that the Trefis and the Mishnah are really Behemoth less than Yurches, and that leaves room for the Basgar and the Shev Shmaitza. But the Havmin of the Gemara is that the minion of Yurches are specifically the Yurches that are counted out in the Mishnah of Eilu Trefis. Lefi that will be understandable why it wasn't a problem to have a Havamina that Shmuta and Chatuch are one, because they're not included in the minion of Yurches anyway. So specifically for that, the Rashbuk and Shapir say that it's not Nismayit from the Tani Levi that call Trefas Shammanu Chachamim Bebehema, connect them Be'oif, because if you there Shita, it isn't Manu Chachamim. Because Be'emes Behema Shanech Techur Agleo, and the Din of Buka Da'atma, Shmuta Sayarech, are Taisafais Trefas, and they're not included in the original minion of Yurches, which is in the Mishnah of Eilu Trefis. Ulay. Adkan this shtickle, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. In the Etzem Chilik between Shmuta and Chatucha, there seems to be a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says, B'divya Maschel Omar Lei, the Shmuta Kshera, Vafilu Nitla Kula, even if it's Nitla Kula. The Pashas of the Mashmais of Rashi is, that even if the upper bone is removed entirely, it's still going to be kshera. So the difference between Shmuta and Chatucha isn't really if it's Shamut or if it's Chatuch, but rather the difference is where the Shmita and the Chatucha takes place. If it takes place in the middle bone, then the halacha is that it's going to be a trefa, because that's the halacha of Chatucha that's brought down in the Mishnah later on the Fayin Vav. But if it takes place that the upper bone is removed entirely, even though in essence that netila is even worse than chaticha, but because it's in a different place, it's going to be kosher. And on that the Gemara says, Va'al tatama, shari chaitcha mikan umesa, v'chaitcha mikan v'chaya. And this is going to be an example of something that we find in other places in this mesechta, where you can have a specific aver or bone, and if you cut it at a lower place, it's going to be a trefa, but if you go higher, it's going to be kshera. And the Gemara later on the Fayin Vav Amud Aleph, according to one of the Manda Amrim, learns like that in the Mishnah in regards to Chatucha, that only if you cut it lower down near the Tzoyim Sagidin, it's going to be trefa, but if you cut the middle bone in a higher place, it's going to be kshera. And the Gemara over there is mitame umiikamidi diilu midli pasikle v'chaya masti pasikle umesa. Is it possible that there's something that if you go up and cut it, it's going to be chai, but if you go down and cut it, it's going to be a trefa? And in that Rav Ashi says this klal, trefas come adamas la'adadi, you can't compare one trefas to the other, shei chaitcha mikan umesa, chaitcha mikan v'chaya. So this is going to be a similar concept, but just here, shmuta doesn't mean that you cut it higher within the middle bone, but shmuta means that the upper bone was removed legamri, and that's not going to be a trefa, because chayt chamikan umesa, chayt chamikan v'chaya. Adkan, the pashas of the mashmais of Rashi, and this is how Taisus understands Rashi. However, Taisus himself, B'divya Maschel Dilma, is matmiya on Chitas Rashi, because he brings a sugi earlier on Daf Kaf Aleph, that it's mavur, that if the upper bone is removed legamri, that not only is going to have a din of a trefa, it's even going to have a din of nevela. So how can Rashi possibly say that Shmuta in our sugya means even Vafilu Nitla Kula, that's a Vada going to be Trefa, and even worse, a Nevela. So Taisus himself says that Be'emes would have been better to be Mefarish Pshat in the Gemara differently. That the difference between Shmuta and Chatucha is in the difference in the actual occurrence itself. Chatucha means it was cut or removed Lagamri, and Shmuta doesn't mean that it was removed Lagamri. Shmuta means that it was just dislocated. The joint of the upper bone was dislocated, that's Shmuta, and therefore it isn't a trefa. According to this, where the Gemara says Al Tatama Shari Chait Chamikan Umesa, Chait Chamikan V'Chaisa, is not really an exact tzushtel. And the Maram Shif is more this on Taisvis. In fact, the Maram Shif, Al Tatama is Mashma, that Be'etzem we would have been Metama, Why would have we been metama? What is the tzushtel? It's pashet that chaticha is much worse than shmuta. But akapanim, the das atayisvus, l'chayr, the pshat is going to have to be, that there is a svarah for the yedei davar, that although in the top yarech it's only shmuta, it should still be worse than the chaticha on the bottom, and that the Gemara is just telling too, the general klal of al tatame, that you can't be medame, trefis zelazeh, and the lashon chatucha is just a borrowed term, which is similar to the Gemara earlier of Amos on Daf Nun Hey that brings the same terminology of Shari Chaitcha Mikan Omeisa, Chaitcha Mikan V'chaisa, even in regards to a different treifus, not a case of Chaticha. That's the Machlekes Rashi V'Taisvus. Now, Be'emes, Shitas Rashi is very shver, like Taisvus is matmi on him. So how are we to understand Rashi? So the Taris Chaim in our sugya, and so to other Achrayim, they say Emeri Dikapshat. And they say, Be'emes, this that Rashi says Natula isn't referring to another case where the Yarech is removed Lagamri, but rather that's Rashi's explanation as the Yisoyra Din Treifus by Shmuta. And this is based on a Gemara earlier on Daf Nun Dalet. The Gemara over there discusses the apparent stira between the Mishnayos. The first Mishnah says, Elu Treifus, Mashma anything else is Kshera. And the second Mishnah says, Elu Ksheris, Mashma anything else is Treifa. And the Gemara says, Reb Yochanan says, Elu Treifus Dafke, and Reb Shimon Lakish Amar Elu Ksheris Dafke. And the Gemara explains that Be'emes, this Machlekes, is specifically in regards to the halacha of Shmuta Sayarech, Rav Masna's din, of Hai Buka Da'atma Deshaf Midukte. The fear of Yechanan, the Elu Treifus is Dafke, Zog the Gemara, that Be'emes, the halacha of Shmuta Sayarech should have been Nichlal in the Klal of Zeh Klal in the first Mishnah, because it's Dam Yelinatuli. Shmuta Sayarech is Doimet Tinatuli. So Be'emes, if not for the Diak of the Mishnah of Elu Treifus, we would say that really, that's also a treifa. But with the diak of Elu Treifus, the Mishnah means to be mighty and to be mamayit that case, and to say that Be'emes, that's kshera. Reish Lakish says Fakeret, and Reish Lakish says that Be'emes, the case of Shmuta Sayarech, is not Daimel Tilin Tuli. And really, it shouldn't have been Nichlal. Therefore, the Mishnah says Elu Ksheris to be medayik, that in reality, it is yet Nichlal, and it is a treifa. Now Rashi, with the Vermaschel, the Dami Linatuli, in the Chelik of Rabbi Yechanan, Rashi says, the Han Netulihi. Rashi explains to us that Dami Linatuli means it's Daima to the other Netilas in the Mishnah, because this is also Netula. And Rashi, according to Reish Lakish, that says that Reish Lakish holds it's not Daima to Netuli, but nevertheless, it's Nisrabe, Ayide the Diak of Eilik Sheiris, to tell us that Shmuta Sayarech is a Treifa. Rashi says, with the Vermaschel, Hani, Hani Netuli Hu Deksheris. Only the Netulis that are mentioned in the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalet of Eluk Sheris, those are kosher. Nitila Tchoel Vakloyas. Avol Netilas Yorich de Rav Masne Treifa. But the Netilas Yorich, which is Rav Masne's din, is Treifa. Hayyaitse that although Reish Lakish initially says it's ain't a diamond to Netuli, but the Reboy that is this Rabbi, the Dik of Eluk Sheris, is teaching us that this is a Be'emes, yet included in the Treifas of Netula. And because of that, it's a treifa, and it's even worse than nitala tchoel v'nitala kloyas. Hayyaitse, the Rashi teaches us that the yisoid of the treifus of Shmuta Sayarech is that it's a din netuli. And the reason why Rashi finds this necessary is because Be'emes, the Gemara earlier on the Mem Gimel Amud Aleph says, Omar Ula, ches mine treifus nemrula l'maishmi Sinai. There are only 8 major categories of treifus. Nekuva, psuka, netula, chasura, krua, drusa, nefula, and shvura. And the Chayre, Shmuta Sayarech, does not qualify to be definitely not Nekuva, not Psuka, it's not Nifsak, it's not Chesura, it's not Krua, it's not Drusa, it's not Fula, it's not Neshvura. Therefore, Rashi tells us that it has to be Nichlal in the Min Treifus of Netula, which is Be'emes Mevor in the Etzema Gemara on Daf Nun Dal that we mentioned, because the Nidain, whether it is a Treifa or isn't a Treifa, surrounds this Shaila if it's Daimel in Netuli or Eina Daimel in Netuli. Hayyaitse, that the Metzias of Shmuta Sayarech has to be considered Netula. Zog in the Taras Chaim and the other Achrayim, that Be'emes, when Rashi says by us, Ubishmuta Kshera, by an oif, Va'afilu Nitla Kula, Rashi doesn't mean, like Taisus understood B'dvarav, to be Maisev, the not just Shmuta, but even if it's removed Legamri, that it's also going to be Kosher. Because like Taisus proves, that if that's a Vada going to be at least a Treifa, maybe even an Avela. Just Rashi means to explain the gather of the Din Shmuta. Ubishmuta Ksheira Vafilu Nitla Kula. although even though that's considered nitla kula, it's still going to be kosher. And that's the chiddush. Although this is be'etzem a case of netula, in regards to oif, it's going to be kosher. V'chein mefurish be'emes, in Rashi earlier, b'divya maschol shmutas yerech ba'if kosher. Zot Rashi v'zel ha'shaynoi, shmutas yerech ba'if kosher, v'harei ha'kol nitol. And harei, that is a case of ha'kol nitol. So you see that Rashi doesn't mean to be maisif, another case of nitla gamri, just Rashi is being magdir with the lashon of netula, that's actually what's going on. That's the condition of shmuta. It's a condition of netula. And in this case of netula, which is treifus by behema, that's where Rabbi Huna Amarav is telling us that it's going to be kosher be'oif. Ad kan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara and Afnan Zayin Amud Beis brings down the story, Shaul Rabbi Yosef ben Hayroyes, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kderas Kana Bekama. What happens if its Nechsar becomes opened up like an Aruba, a piece of the Kana? How much is Nechsar in order for it to be a Trefa? Amar Loi Mishnah Shlema Shaninu Ad Kisar Italki, it's a Mufurisha Mishnah. The Mishnah earlier in Afnan Dalad Amud Aleph, Beshem Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that the Shear for a Chasar and Bekana is Isra Italki. So Rabbi Yosef ben Hayroi asked him, "Amar loy v'alei rochel achas ha'isa b'shkunaseinu shenektar kana shala in that shear of Israel italki v'asul akrumin shal kana v'chaisa." So you see that it was able to live, and we paske and treifa ain achaya. So the chayyah that should be a raya that's not the shear. Amar loy Rabbi Shimon Levi answered him, "V'al do'at samich v'alei halacha revachas b'Yisrael. It's a widely accepted halacha in Klai Yisrael. Shmutas yarech ba'ifas treifa." And still, Tarnagayla Sayulay Rabbi Shimon Chalafta Shanishmita Yerak Shala Vaasula, and he prepared for it Shveferes Shalkane Vechaisa. Elamai Yistach Lomemar. You can't say that that's not a trefa, it's Halacha Ravachas Bisrael. Must be Taychi Beis Chaydish Hava, Hachanami Taychi Beis Chaydish Hava. Adkan Divrei Hagamara. Now, we would be remiss if we didn't mention over here the famous Machlaikis Rishenim and Achrainim in regards to the din of trefa and Achaya, if that means that there are absolutely no exceptions or not. And this is an inyan which we mentioned kam upon him throughout the shiurim in this parak, and specifically we were mayrach in this inyan b'siyata d'shmaya in the first shiur on daf mem beis. And there are three main shitas of Rishayim in this inyan. The first shita that we're going to mention is the shita of the Rashba and Shuvah Simon Tzadik Ches. Ki yedua he's mayrach that if Chazal say treif en achaya, that means there are absolutely zero exceptions. And even if someone were to bring Edom that saw that a specific animal was a trefa and it lived, the Edom must be Edom Shakranim, and it must be they lost track and they confused one animal with a different animal. And one of his rayas is from this sugya, because if the Gemara wants to prove that it's not a trefa because you see that it was Chay Yubes Chaydish, maybe this was the Yaitzim in a klal. Maybe it's possible for a case which is a trefa al pitaira to be an exception to the rule. Elamai, if the Gemara brings a raya from the fact that they had one specific solitary case of a Rachel that lived with a Kederas Kana Kashir Yisrael Italki, or we have one solitary case of an Eif which had Shmuta Sayarach and it lived, must be that if Be'emes is a Treifa, that we wouldn't even find one specific case and there are no exceptions to the rule. Ad Kan Shitas Harajba. The second Shita that we're going to bring is the Shita of the Meiri, and as they held also the Marshal and Yamshal Shleim Simin Pei, they hold that Be'emes, the Klal of Eina Treifa, is not a Klal that there's absolutely no exceptions to. Echad Me Elef, a Mi'uta de Mi'uta, can actually be that it would live. Nevertheless, the din remains true even in that Mi'uta de Mi'uta case. Once Chazal say that an animal that has this condition is a Treifa, being that Ruba de Ruba of the animals die Machmas this condition, even if we'll find a Yetzim in the cloud that doesn't die Machmas this condition, it's still going to have the Din Treifa, and it's going to be Osir Ba'achila. We mentioned that the Tzofnas Paneach, the Ragachover on the Rambam, in Hilchas Shechita, he explains, because the Halach of Treifa in Echaya isn't the Siba, why it is Osir Ba'achila, but rather it's the Simen as to what is considered a Treifa. Such a Treifas, which is Ein Echaya Yud Beis Chaydesh, that's a similar davar that it's this condition that the Torah is referring to when the Torah said, Ubasa Batsada Trefa Leisechelu. And although we'll find a specific instance where it does live, nevertheless it still has the condition which renders it Asr Ba'achila. How is this Shita going to learn our Gemara? So the Yamshal Shleima says, that a vade lo yitzur, we would find a specific case which is vade treifa that lived. It wouldn't be a raya connected the Torah, connected Chazal, Chas v'Shalom, to say that it's not a treifa. Rather, we would be toile that this is the odd case out, the echad me'alef, that although it is a treifa, still it lives. Nevertheless, specifically in these two cases that the Gemara discusses, there is makam to use this as a raya that it's not really a treifa. And the Am Shashleim is mazbir, because in the case of Kederes Kaneh, Sacha calls Shitas Rav Shimon ben Gamliel earlier on Daf Nundala that says that the Shira is Isra Yitalki. Rav Yosi ben Airoi was doubting Shitas Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and his raya connected him was from the case of the Rachel that lived. And Rav Yosi ben Airoi held that rather than to say that this Rachel was the Echad Me'elef that lives, although it's actually a Trefa, it's more mistaber to say that it's from the 999 out of 1,000 that wouldn't live if it's a Trefa, and Elamai, the Shira of Isra Talki is wrong. And this should be a raya connected Shitas Rav Shimon Gamliel. Therefore, we were able to use this as a raya. And the only dichui to that was, like the Gemara is Deicha, that it was Be'emes Teich Yud Beis Chaydash. And so to the halacha of Shmutas Yerech Ba'if, Zakti Yam Shashleime, Rabbi Shua ben Levi is specifically Medayik, and he says, Ba'aloi halacha revachas b'Yisrael, Shmutas Yerech Ba'if Treifa. What does Rabbi Shua ben Levi mean to say? That Be'emes, this isn't a treifa which is mentioned in any of the Mishnayos. It's a din which was Neschadish Aydeir of Masna, and was accepted b'Yisrael. Halacha revachas b'Yisrael does not mean to bring out a nekudas hachumra in this din of treifa, but rather a nekudas hakula in this din of treifa. Meaning, Zakr Rav Shimon Levi, are you going to tell me that the fact that we found the Tarnagailis, which Rav Shimon Chalavta devised a way for it to live with the condition of Shmutas Ayarech, is that going to be a raya connected this that it was Neskabel with Tvutzais Yisrael that's going to be a treifa? Meaning, Avada, if it was a Mefurish treifa in the Mishnah, we would be titled that it's Echad Me'alef. But being that it's only Halacha Revachas Me'Yisrael, L'chayre, it would be better to say that the accepted Halacha that this is considered a treifa is Be'emes wrong, rather than to say that this oif was the one out of 1,000 yaitze min haklal. Nevertheless, Dr. Bishom Levi, we won't use this as a raya connected to halacha revachas, but rather we will say that bechrech was only teich yud beis chaydish. Therefore, so too in the case of Kederes Kaneh shel Rachel was teich yud beis chaydish. Ad kan divrei hayam shashleime to be masber this malach. The third shitas of Rishayim is the shitas of Rambam. The Rambam says in the Cheshchita perek yud halacha yud gimel. Even if we'll see with the knowledge that we know today by Rafua that it can live, the Rambam applies to this the klal of Alpi HaTorah Sheyerucha to tell you that even if it could live Bizmanenu, this that Chazal say it's a treifa is not to be doubted at all. And what's the beer in Shitas Rambam? So we mentioned the Chazanish in Chelik Yerideh Simen Heis of Katan Gimel, and the Igros Moshe in Chuvis Chayshem Mishpat Chelik Bei Simen Ayin Gimel. They say that although it was Nishtanu Ativim and was Nisgalu Nur Refuas Bizmanenu that Chazal didn't have B'Yimeyem, nevertheless, whatever wasn't Chay Yud Beis Chaydish B'Yimei Chazal, it was Nikva that that's included in the Gedra of Treifa Shabbat Torah. And the Chazanish is Maisif that it's Toloi in the Shnei Alofim Torah. Because the middle 2,000 years of Eilam Hazeh are considered the Shnei Alofim Torah, so whatever doesn't live in Eisei Tkufa, it becomes Torah that is a Cheftza of a Treifa. This is also understandable al Pi Tzofen Spaneach, which means to say that although it actually does live, the fact that it lives doesn't undermine its status of a Treifa, because Treifa Ein Achaya isn't the Sivas Isser, it's only a Simen to the Isser. And being that Bizman HaTorah, Bizman Chazal, this was something that didn't live, that's enough of a simon to tell us that this is included in the Isser Treifa Shabbat Torah. The fee this, Al-Kalpanim Bimei Chazal, the Metzias is, like what the Rashba said, that it would have been impossible to find a Treifa Salpi Torah that's actually going to live. Therefore, the fact that in those days they found a Rachel with Nikdar Akane that lived, or a Oif that was Nishmat HaYarech that lived, that would have been a Raya that it's actually not a Treifa Bechlal. Adkan, the beer and the Gemara, according to these three Shitais Harishayna. And now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. In this Gemara of Kederas Kane, there's a Muridika Ara from Rabbi Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch Simon Lamid, in the extra Isophis on the Chidushi Rabbi Kiveger that's brought down in the Ein Hagilion. And that's based on another Yesaitis Degenian, which we spoke about many times throughout the Perek, And specifically, we were Mayrachanet B'siyata D'Shmaya and the Shir to Daf Memhei. And that's that we find B'kama Mekoymus in this parak that there's a Trefa which is based not on the present Metzias that's in this animal, but rather because of Seifai. Because the condition that it has now is Seifai to turn into a Nekev or to turn into a Psikas Harayv. Therefore, already today, it has a Din Trefa. And we mentioned that there's a major Machlekes Achreinim in regards to such a kind of trefa, if it's going to be Eina Chaya Yud Beis Chaydish like a regular trefa or not. The Chsam Sefer in Chuvas, Simen Nun Hei, it's brought down in the Pisrei Chuvah, Simen Lamed Tzivkot and Beis, he says that Be'emes is going to be Marbe Kachoyel Yomim. It can live for a very long time. Because the current situation isn't Mitzad Atzmai a trefus. Nevertheless, his Lashon is, Kivan She'Seif HaKrum Linokev, Afilo acharikam eshanim kvar nitraf hayoim, because it's something that's going to happen b'soif. Therefore, already has a din treifa today, and the chayyur this is daimed to a klal of kol ha'oimed kiilu it happens kol ha'oimed linakev, because potentially that's what's going to happen over here. Already has the din treifa hayoim, even though there is no nekev be'atzim today. However, the yamshel shleiman simen pei, and it's brought down lemais on the prima gadim and sifsei da simen lamitz of katan hay. They say that the current condition of Seifai makes that the animal is a real Trefa and it's not going to be Chai Yud Beis Chaydish. The Prima Gadim over there himself was Metzadid, a different Zad, that maybe it's not going to be Chai Chav Dalet Chaydish. Because the fact that we say that it's Seifai to be a Trefa means that Teich Yud Beis Chaydish is going to be a Trefa. Once it becomes a Trefa, then Teich Yud Beis Chaydish of that, it's going to die. So altogether, this animal is going to die. These are the three shittas. Freklav Kiveger, in our Gemara that talks about Kederes Kane, Be'etzem, Kederes Kane isn't a trade for Mitzad Atzmai. It's not included in the Mishnah of Eilu Treifas. Just the Din Treifas is, like Taisus says earlier, on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, at the end of Taisus with the Vyamaschal Hanach, the time of the Chisaren, Misham the Seif Ali Pasek Barayv. The reason why Nek of Sheish B'Chisaren is a trade for by Gargaris is because of Seifai to be Nifsak Bereif. Zaktim Kiveger comes out that this mashal that the Gemara brings down of Kederes Kana Berachel, which the Gemara says that if it's really a treifa with the Shir of Isra Talki, it would not be able to live Yud Beis Chaydish, is going in a treifas of Seifai. So we see Mefurish that even the treifas of Seifai are meant to die Teich Yud Beis Chaydish, like the Shita of the Yamshel Shleimah. And this is going to be not like the Prima Gadim that says that it has till Chav Dal Chaydish, and certainly not like the sheet of the Chsam Sefer that says that it could live for Kamashonim. This is the Rai of Rabbi Kiveger and the Chayre of Be'emes, the Tzarechi and Gadol, on the sheetos of the Prima Gadim and the Chsam Sefer. Another Rai of Rabbi Kiveger from the Gemara at the end of the Amud. The Gemara is discussing the treifas of a hole in the Golgailus, and Rabbi Yosi ben Amashulam brings a Rai that it's not a treifa. Maisa be'inboil, be'echad shenifchata Golgalasai, that's not a raya, it was Teich Yud Beis Chaydish. Now, the Etzem Trefus of a Nekev in the Golgailus, Taisus earlier on the Mem Beis Amud Beis is Masber, B'divya Maschel V'Amar, that says Trefus of Seifai that it should be Nikev Krum Shalmayach, because that Trefus Mitzad Atzmai is not one of the Yudchas Trefus, and it's only Midin Seifai. And here again we see that this Trefus, which is Trefus Midin Seifai, the fee that said that it's actually a treifa, it's not going to live Yud Beis Chaydish. Again, a raya to the shita of the Yamshel Shleimah, and not like the Prima Gadim and the Chsam Sefer, Vitzorech Ian, how they're going to answer this Gemara. There's one more ara that we'd like to mention from Reb Kiveger over there in Simon Laman and Shulchan Aruch. He brings down that the Yamshel Shleimah says that there's an afkamina between the treifas of Seifai and a regular treifa that's a treifas Mitzad Atzmai. By a regular treifa, if we'll find an animal that has the condition which Chazal say is a treifa, and it lives more than Yud Beis Chaydish, nevertheless, like we said earlier, it's still going to have a din treifa, just will be taila that this is the echon me'alef that can live even with the condition of treifas, but avad is going to remain a treifa. So at the Yamshel Shleimah, that's only true by a treifas mitzad atzmai. But a treifas that's coming mitzad seifai, if let's say we have an animal that, for example, has the condition of kederes kana, and it lives Yud Beis Chaydish, what we're going to say is that obviously this animal, it does not have the Metzias that it's Seifer Lipasek Mareif. And if it doesn't have the Metzias that it's Seifer Lipasek Mareif, so it's going to actually be a kosher animal. Because being that the whole Treifus is not a Din Treifus Mitzad Atzmai, but only based on the Metzias that is going to lead to a Treifus, if we actually see with our own eyes that it didn't lead to a Treifus in this animal, so this animal must be a stronger animal, and it doesn't have the Metzias of Seifer. And Mimele, it's going to be kosher. Adkan Divrei Hayam Shel Shleima. Zakter B'Kiv Eger, we see not like that in our Gemara. Because in Cain, the fact that we found the Racha with Kederes Kone, or the fact that we find the Maisa Be'inboil of a animal or a person that lives with a Treifus of Seifai for more than Yud Beis Chaydish, or more than the allotted amount that a specific Tana holds that it should have had it been a Treifa, is not a Raya that the Halacha is that it's not a Treifa in that amount of time. Because being that the Treifus is only within Seifai, and here we see that this specific Rachel or person is a Yaitzim in a Klal and doesn't have the Metzias of Seifai, so okay, he's the Echem and Aleph that doesn't have the Metzias of Seifai, and he specifically is not going to be a Treifa. But that's not a Raya to an average animal or person, 999 out of 1,000. By them it is Seifai Lipatzik Barayv or Seifai Linakev, and it would be a Treifa even in that amount of time. And Rabbi Kiv Eger remains with Akash on the Yamsha Shleime, and Be'emes, this is a Kushya Limton, this is side of the Yamsha Shleime, Vitzarachian. Hayyotze, Rabbi Kiv Eger plays from Arasugya, that even a Treifus of Seifai, Aleph, has the same amount of time of Yud Beis Chaydish, and we assume that it's for sure going to die during that amount of time. And Beis, if we found that this animal with the condition of Seifai lives longer than Yud Beis Chaydish, that's not going to tell us that it doesn't have the condition of Seifa and it's not going to be a Treifa. But rather, it's still going to have it in Treifa, just like any other Treifa which lives more than Yud Beis Chaydish, that we say that the Din Treifa is Be'etzem there and it's going to be a Treifa. So too, an animal that has the condition of Seifa, that gives it the same Treifa, even though we see that it didn't die Teich Yud Beis Chaydish. Adkan this shtickle, and Adkan this shir, to Masechta Chulin, Daf Nun Zayin.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.